Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. Thank you so much for joining us on this live Tuesday, the 11th day of October 2005 edition. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. Coming up, total emergency alert. Hate bill will pass Senate Judiciary. Fight in Senate is our only hope for survival of free speech. And now they're reporting it has passed the Judiciary. You didn't think the Supreme Court would rule. You didn't own private property. You didn't think they'd pass a national ID card. You didn't think that they'd have public officials out promoting that we all take microchips. You didn't think they'd confiscate guns. Well, they are, and they will, and that's their plan. They want power. They want it now. Quake toll could reach 35,000 people. And a report here out of the Des Moines Register, this should be simple. U.S. doesn't okay torture. Adopt language making that clear to the world. But President Bush will not do it. But he'll send people to prison who followed his orders to torture. This is amazing doublethink and triple, quadruple standards right in front of us. Another report here, prison guards enjoy torture. They're quite proud of it. We'll get into that report. Again, they hire these federal prison guards who have bad records, who've already had complaints filed on them, and then they get to have their way. In fact, calling all Ted Bundys, don't be dumb and just go out, you know, killing and slaughtering on the highways of America. Join the army of one. You can be the, you know, big fat goblin in the sky. You can go to Iraq and enjoy yourselves. Victims of police beating says he was sober. Retired teacher, 64, struck by New Orleans police officers. And they beat the pulp out of this guy. And I've seen different newscasts, heard different newscasts. To me, it's an illustration not just of police brutality and out-of-control government, but how it's right in your face and the media still spins it as if he was resisting. They're beating him, and he's pulling away. He doesn't resist till they start pounding him in the head. I mean, that's an automatic response. And I've seen this over and over again from surveillance tapes. I mean, I've been in court hearings. They're supporting people I know who've been beat up by cops, and they'll even show the video to the jury, and the jury will still convict them. The cop slams you in the ground. You cover your head up. You push away. They slam you into the car. You buck backwards. I mean, I guarantee you, in Nazi death camps, when they hit somebody with a billy club, they put their hands up. How dare you? I'm going to beat you even more now. Folks, you have to lay there like a jellyfish with total focus, not moving while they beat you. And a lot of times now there won't be footage of it, and they'll just claim you attacked them, because by throwing that charge on you, and cops all know this, by throwing that false charge on you now, they put it all on you so they don't get in trouble. You know, they're on too many steroids, their wife's fighting with them, they've drunk too much coffee, you know, whatever, they're irritable. They beat the living tar out of you, and then not only do you get beat up, you get charges and may spend a couple years in jail, or for sure you're going to lose your Second Amendment rights and, you know, get on probation. And you know what? I'm sick of the cops and the government going, you're all guilty. I don't want to hear you're innocent. That's what they all say. Well, you know what? I'm not going to say there's just a few bad apples anymore. You know what? You know what? That's what they all say. You're all evil. You're all... Ooh, you don't like that. It's not fair, is it? I don't care. You're all evil. You're all drug dealers. You're all running whores. You're all corrupt. All of you. Every cop in America. Now, that's not true. But it's what you say about us, so hey, public servants, I'm going to start saying you're all criminals. Because statistically, you do have a higher rate of criminality than the general public. Oh, you didn't know those statistics? That's the federal statistics. So you're all bank robbers. What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain?
Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem reaction solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur odors, foul taste, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, second segment, 8 minutes, 17 seconds into this first hour. It is Tuesday, the 11th day of October, 2005. I want to thank the huge crowd, the overflow crowd, that came out to the Alamo Drafthouse Cinema last night to see my new documentary, The Order of Death, and it's about 43 minutes long. And then, of course, you got to see the original Dark Secrets inside Bohemian Grove. Well, by original, it's been cut down from over 2 hours to about an hour and 45 minutes. And you know what? I'm not done. I'm going to go back into the studio, and I'm going to add a few more minutes to The Order of Death. And then I'm going to cut a few more minutes out of Dark Secrets inside Bohemian Grove. And then next week, it's going to go off to the DVD duplicators, and we'll have that for you in a few weeks. But if you want to get the original Dark Secrets inside Bohemian Grove, that's only on VHS, and it's got the extra 20 minutes of video that has now been cut out of it. If you want those original clips, then you can certainly go to InfoWars.com and order Dark Secrets inside Bohemian Grove. And every Dark Secrets inside Bohemian Grove, every original that we ship out the next few weeks will be personally signed. I know some folks want that. Plus, that'll make it a collector's edition just because it'll have the signature, and that'll note that it is of the final run of the original Dark Secrets inside Bohemian Grove. We're also carrying Jim Tucker's new book, Bilderberg Diary, and I finished reading it. It is an excellent book, and it covers his 28 years of covering the Bilderberg group, of sneaking in, of his inside sources, It's a real inside look of the global government, at the global government. Be sure and go to InfoWars.com and secure your copy of Jim Tucker's Bilderberg Diary. It also serves kind of as a memoir as well. It doesn't say that on the insert of the book, but I asked Jim that off air, and he said, yes, it is somewhat of a memoir, so it's important to get Jim Tucker's memoir. All right, let's jump into the news. Total emergency alert. Hate bill will pass Senate Judiciary. And now it's going to the full Senate. Fight in Senate is our only hope for the survival of free speech. Well, I'll tell Pastor Pike this, who's done a great job. You know what? They can say I don't have free speech all day long. They can't arrest all of us. And yes, under the EU rules that our government's going to follow, criticizing the EU, criticizing world government, you can be arrested. Let them try it. I mean, you know, let them try to say there's no private property. Let them try to say there's no freedom. Let them try to say we've all got to be on drugs. You know, let them try to say that none of us have any due process. It's just not true, and it's a fraud. And the people are not going to put up with it. But we are trying to defeat it. But, you know, look, they can pass a law saying I've got to report to a plantation and put a chain around my neck and pull a plow. I'm not going to do it. And if the government gets so unlawful and so openly criminal that it comes and says that I am their slave, it's no longer my government, and the Declaration of Independence tells us, commands us what to do, and that is physically resist it. And by the way, that's not a radical statement. If the government says, you know, my favorite analogy, the Supreme Court ruled two separate times that black people are not human beings, that they could be killed, tortured, hung, that they could have their feet chopped off, their toes chopped off if they tried to run, that they were not human, that they were owned by the plantation owner. Now, you can ask yourself, because it was the law, were they human beings? Of course they were human beings, and of course that law was a fraud. It was the law that if a druid priest wanted your child to throw him into a fiery pit, that it happened. It was the law that if the Aztecs wanted your child or your wife or you, you went with them. Now, it was the law that if you criticized the Roman government, they would crucify you. Look, it's all a fraud. We have innate God-given human rights. Innate God-given rights. That if somebody's beating you over the head with an axe handle for no reason, you have a right, you have a duty to jerk it away and beat their brains out. I mean, it's really that simple. And so government can announce where they're slaves all day long. It isn't true. In the last segment, I talked about how the police treat us all as if we're guilty. Ah, you're all guilty. Oh, that's, you know, well, no, I'm innocent. Oh, everybody says they're innocent. And major studies and statistics show about 10% of the people on death row are innocent. 10%. See, I'm for the death penalty. But only in extreme cases where it's caught red-handed in triplicate. And because this government is so corrupt, I'm not for the death penalty. Again, I am for an eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth. I am for, you know, executing somebody who kidnaps a child and kills them, or somebody who goes into a nursing home and butchers five old ladies, whatever. You know, that's the proper thing, to get rid of these animals. But when you've got a government that is so much more corrupt than any individual serial killer you can imagine, it is better that 10 guilty men go free than one man who's innocent go to prison. Now, that's what the Founding Fathers and many other statesmen said. It's common sense. And believe me, a lot of innocent people are going to prison. Or people are going to prison for long stints when it doesn't fit the crime. You go, wait a minute, I always hear about, you know, somebody who kills someone and they only spend 5 years in prison. Well, yeah, that's about the national average, with 4.7 years. Exactly. Some long-haired, peaceful pot dealer is going to spend on average, what, 8-9 years in prison because he's a good little worker building widgets. But the violent killer will spend no more than 5 years on average. Unless he kills a cop, then he'll be executed. It's a 95% apprehension, indictment, conviction rate. By the way, when you or I get killed, it's only a 10% apprehension and conviction rate. Why is that? Did you know you'll spend more time in prison for hitting a police dog than you will for committing a murder on average in this country? Their dogs are better than us. From Newcastle, PA, to Lansing, Michigan, people are spending upwards of 20 years in prison. They're getting 40-year sentences, and on average they'll spend about 20 years in prison, the statistics show, for striking God dogs. Something is wrong with this picture. Something is malfunctioning. So I sarcastically said before I started getting emails that, okay, then I consider all police murderers, killers, you name it. Because if we're all murderers and killers and bank robbers, well, then you are. Because statistically, more alcoholism, more drug abuse, more family violence, more suicide, more manslaughter, more murder, more drug dealing, narcotics trafficking in police. What group has the highest statistic in the United States for crime? State and federal statistics. Police. Now, still, it's the minority of them, but they are numero uno, and cops all know this. This is not a hidden statistic, though it's not trumpeted. Why is that? Because when you dance with the devil doesn't change, he changes you. And that old cliche rings true. Because they're there for years. They see it. They get offered deals. Other corrupt cops bring them in. My point is that I don't want to hear it from you cops anymore that, oh, you're all guilty. Oh, you all got something to hide. You're all bad. And you know, so many innocent people that are in prison, and the cops and the jail guards tell them, that's what everybody says. Well, then, you know what? You want to shoot your mouths off and call us all criminals? Well, if the shoe fits, wear it. If you really believe that bull, then you better look in the mirror, because if the shoe fits anybody, Mac, it's you. And obviously, it's not true. You're not all criminals. Obviously. The minority of you are criminals, but it's the biggest minority out there of any substrata of society. And you know it. You've read the numbers. Nobody knows the numbers better than cops. So just stop shooting your mouths off. I'm tired of this attitude. This is not Napoleonic France, folks. We're innocent until proven guilty. Here's a clip of them whitewashing, beating up the old black man for no reason, and then charging him with assaulting him when the video shows he didn't do it. I mean, look, if somebody's punching you in the face, I'd expect you to retreat, to try to put your hands up, to fall back. I mean, if we can't defend ourselves from you goons, then we certainly should be able to cover ourselves and ball up like little babies like he tried. But, boy, they beat him into a bloody, sopping mess with, I mean, just streams of blood pouring. I mean, they smashed his nose, smashed in his eyes, smashed in his mouth, jumped all over him. We're human beings. We don't deserve this. Just because you're on steroids and want to beat somebody up, go take a boxing class. Go sign up downtown at the but you don't want to fight real fighters, do you? Go ahead and roll this clip.
Three New Orleans police officers appeared in court Monday and entered pleas of not guilty to charges of battery. The charges stem from a videotape incident over the weekend in which two patrolmen repeatedly punched a 64-year-old man who was accused of public intoxication. The Associated Press television news tape shows an officer hitting Robert Davis at least four times in the head Saturday night outside a French Quarter bar. Davis appears to resist, twisting and flailing as he is dragged to the ground by four officers. Another of the officers then knees Davis and punches him twice. Davis ends up face down on the sidewalk with blood streaming down his arm and into the gutter. Authorities say Davis was booked on public intoxication, resisting arrest, battery on a police officer, and public intimidation, and was released Monday morning. The videotape also captures an officer ordering APTN producer Rich Matthews and his cameraman to stop recording. When Matthews holds up his credentials, the officer grabs the producer, leans him backwards over a car, jabs him in the stomach, and unleashes a profanity-laced tirade, telling Matthews to go home. The police officers were released on bond this morning after a brief hearing and quickly left without commenting. All three were suspended yesterday without pay. The trial is set for January 11th. Ed Donahue, The Associated Press.
Yeah, these New Orleans cops have been getting away with acting like a bunch of thugs for too long. I mean, you got AP reporters 30, 40 feet away, and these stupid cops think they can just go around beating up reporters. And it did happen a lot, folks. I mean, all over. I've talked to so many reporters who were beat up and then had their cameras confiscated. But thank God there was another AP reporter catching it all on tape.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire, instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common-sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send for your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
People's attention. The Senate, 90-9 last week, as you know, says, hey, the Pentagon and the military can only torture people to a certain extent. You can only pressure them and deny them sleep and rough them up and put them in painful positions. By the way, folks, making you sit on your knees with your feet up underneath your hind end is extremely painful. Try it for 5 minutes. things start going to sleep, then nerve endings start firing off. Remember, they used to have us do that in football for punishment, or hold out the two helmets to your side with them screaming at you after about 30 minutes. It becomes, well, you know, that type of, that's bad enough. Okay, and chaining somebody up like that is really bad. I mean, you're talking massive torture. But no, they're driving around with people hanging by their ankles and their feet from forklifts. They're beating them to death. They're raping them with battery acid dripping off of the instruments. I mean, that's in the admitted report. That's in Tagumbu's, General Tagumbu's own report. It's not like it's debatable. And they admitted that they were ordered to do this. You know, first they tried to go after General Kilpatrick, which they're masters of this. They'll go after somebody who's innocent, so when they're found innocent, they say, see, nothing really happened. Well, Kilpatrick told the world, she said, wait a minute, I wasn't even allowed into these classified wings of Abu Ghraib and other areas. That was the CIA and private contractors. And they bring in the federal prison guards, you name it, and it was a house of horrors, and it's still going. They got one of these torture chambers in every prison in Iraq, of the 32 camps. Same thing at Camp X-Ray. They have the general camp, and then they have a CIA-controlled camp. We always hear about the horrors in the Army camp or in the Marine Corps camp. But you go into the CIA camp, and it is very, very, very serious. A camp within a camp. That's where the torture goes on. And General Shoemaker, who is now the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, he's the guy that ran the wet work in Waco. A real man, folks. Six-month-old baby's getting blown to bits when the Delta Force put that shake charge on top of the church records vault area. And that's all admitted. We have the Delta Force documents. They admit they went in and, quote, engaged them. And this is a great American. He can kill the American babies. Ah, it's collateral damage. Yeah, you're a real man, aren't you? You're a real man, aren't you? Well, he was a big proponent of torture back when he was just a lowly colonel and then a general. And so we got a guy who likes to engage the public and who has engaged the American people. And he's tasted blood. I mean, this dog has supped on children. Like a pit bull, they feed babies. And he's got the taste. He likes it. He's surrounded by a bunch of psychopaths. I mean, there are mainstream publications reporting on Shoemaker and his occult activities. He's the guy that ran the Fort Bragg Black Magic. I mean, it's, again, I'm not kidding. Just type in Shoemaker Black Magic into Google. And he must get along well with Bush. I mean, what do you expect? You pretty much got to be, I guess, into Black Magic to kill babies. But I'm concerned. And then Bush wants to get rid of Posse Comitatus so Shoemaker can have his way with us. By the way, folks, that's mainstream news. He was the head of the Pentagon's occult activities. You know, it is remote viewing and all that, but it got deeper. It got into actual contact with spirits and trying to kill people and animals by focusing psychic energy on them. I mean, there's no other definition but pure ancient black magic. And they claim some success with the program. But, even my critic John Ronson's new book, The Men Who Stare at Goats, you know, he's published by Simon & Schuster. I mean, he interviewed these people. He's got all the documents. It's admitted. I have the Earth First Battalion's own manual. By the way, last night I had a few Wiccans and a few people, Kabbalists and others, come up to me at the end of the film and going, why were you criticizing the locals who were doing their own ritual against the Grovers? Well, it's pretty obvious. You know, this same group criticized me for talking about the occult activities in the Grove, saying, oh, it doesn't happen, or oh, so what, or you're a wacko. And then we go out there, and they're doing their own ritual the year after I sneak in at the gates of the Grove with the highway blocked, literally conjuring spirits and drawing circles and a witch's pot. And I mean, they said I shouldn't talk about it, about how Bush is doing this, and then I go there, and they're doing it. That's very newsworthy. That's very interesting. And they got real mad that I talked about how the Druids, which they hearken back to, killed sacrifice people. And they got really irritated by that. Look, history is history. Facts are facts. And I'm telling you, the fruits of this stuff are dark and bad. Now, I'm not, you know, adding some witch hunt after you, but I just want you to know what you're involved in.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Let's face it, we know that we're less than perfect when it comes to our diets. We all eat sugar, saturated fat, salt, probably don't get the exercise we should, and we all have to deal with daily stress. And all the vitamins and supplements in the world won't help you if your immune system is compromised because of our less than perfect eating habits and lifestyles. That's why Agaricus Bio is the number one dietary supplement that you should consider an absolute must if you're going to take any at all. The immune system is your body's first line of defense against disease, and Agaricus Bio strengthens and supports your immune system. That's why it's become the most popular immune support system for people and pets in Japan. A one-month supply of Agaricus Bio is only $34.95, and that's a small price to pay considering the alternatives. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. How many times have you heard about people taking vitamin C and other vitamins and supplements to fight a cold? Well, with Agaricus Bio, you might not catch that cold in the first place. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com and order today. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be that special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Bring them on.
I hear there's rumors on the internets.
Cowboy, baby.
Let us never tolerate outrageous conspiracy theories.
Cowboy, baby.
In my line of work, you got to keep repeating things over and over and over again. You got to catapult the propaganda.
Malicious lies.
Propaganda.
If this were a dictatorship, it'd be a heck of a lot easier. Just so long as I'm the dictator.
It's so sick that you can't talk about it.
Some people call you the elite. I call you my base. Behind them is a cult of evil. The terrorist threat to America will be diminished the moment that Saddam Hussein is disarmed.
All right, George W. Bush and his new rock and roll slash hip-hop band. So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. And those are not altered clips. I mean, those are really things he said. Of course, I think the public's figured that out by now. A lot of people hear these clips we play of Bush and think we've done something with them. We haven't. We just put it to music. Good job, John, doing that. We're going to talk to Keith and Gavin and Linda and Radkin and Rodney here in just a few minutes. But getting back to last night, I got some news I want to get to. But getting back to last night, you know, we showed my new film, 40-minute film, 43-minute film to be exact, Order of Death. Then we showed my old five-year-old documentary, which is a pretty darn good in its own right. Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. And there were a few people in the audience who thought I was making fun of the Wiccans, and thought I was making fun of the... you claim Wicca is something new. It's nothing new. This group was doing classical Western magic, conjuring spirits, sending them into the grove, and that's called black magic on top of it, boys and girls. You know, when you start, you know, sending things and directing things and calling for power, which they were doing, you are in really deep trouble. According to, I've actually read a lot of these books and studied it, and I looked at it, especially since I snuck into the grove. And you know, folks, I am a Christian. And that doesn't mean that I support these big establishment churches that in many cases are totally evil and totally corrupt. But don't think for a minute then that that means that I'm into the occult and that I think, conjuring a circle and conjuring spirits is good. The people I know that get into that, it's very destructive. And I don't want to get into some big argument with people. Now I'm going to have everybody attacking me. I'm going to have the Wiccan Brigade in, sending power beams at me, because that's what they do. They're power beaming the grove. One lady said, are you making fun of these people? Why are they in your film? Why? Well, we say why. Now, I snuck into the grove. I got video of it. I put it on the internet. I made a film about it. And suddenly, Mary Moore and other organizers of the yearly protest that's been going on for 20-something years were attacking me, going, he shouldn't talk about the occult. That doesn't go on in there. So what? Big deal. Don't talk about magic. And other local groups attacked me, and then we saw those very groups out there in the protest literally doing a multi-hour long, it went on for hour after hour, ritual. We got like 5 hours of this total, the whole protest and the ritual. And they call in the spirits, and they got the circle, and they got the pot, and they put all their energy into the water, and then they dump it, and it's a ritual to knock out the grovers and take power away from them. And by anybody who knows anything about the occult knows that is black magic 101. Even if these people believe in magic and think it's harmless and think it isn't bad, which it is, folks, they should know their own books. Their own books say that is black magic, look out. They're in a circle, folks, directing spirits to attack the grove. That is, say it with me, black magic. And there were people last night that didn't even know that. They were sitting there arguing with me, telling me it wasn't black magic. So, not only are they doing magic, folks, it's black magic, which it's all black magic, folks. And that's the point. But this was overtly black magic. And then one atheist walked up to me and said, Alex, again, why are you even getting into the occult? Why are you making this film? I was like, well, why are you here? Well, it's interesting. Well, exactly. Even if you don't believe in God, which I do, but even if you don't believe in God, you've heard my view on this, it doesn't change the fact that our elite are doing this with all this pageantry. They've been doing it for thousands of years in a stylized theatrical display. They take it very seriously, black magic to Moloch, putting all their dirt, putting all their juju, their hoo-joo, putting all of their conscience, because of the evil things they do, all the bad vibes, all the bad, reap what you sow, karma, whatever they call it, onto this body. That's what they're doing. Just extreme, extreme black magic. It's like the portrait of Dorian Gray. Ooh, I've got to add that to the film. Dorian Gray. A book. Who was that written by? Was that Edgar Allan Poe? I don't remember. I read it decades ago. But I'm sure you've seen the old black and white movie where, he never ages. And he does all these evil things, drugs, whores, murders, killing. But the painting is of like a horrible demon. Everything he does, it goes onto the painting. Well, that's what they're doing at the Grove. And again, these people are so into their magic, so into their rituals, so into it that they didn't like me criticizing it. They didn't like me talking about George W. doing that because they want to say he's a Christian, conservative, evil right-winger. They don't want me to talk about the gay porn stars and the gay prostitutes. They don't want that. They don't want it. They don't want their left-right paradigm shattered. I'm going to add even more to the order of death. I've decided not to release it immediately. I'm going to put it up for PrisonPlanet.tv members. The current version will be there and for PrisonPlanet.tv members. But that's it. I'm going to add some stuff to this and change it. Yes, they don't like their precious magic being criticized, period. They want to keep their false left-right paradigm. And so that's why I exposed it. What do they have to do with it? What'd you put them in there for? Well, see, also the people watching the film who don't like Bush were identifying with them, with the pagans, because they don't like Bush. And what I'm exposing is that it's the circle is complete. They're all part of the same paradigm, just like the left and right are part of the same false paradigm. And I'm tired of it. I'm not going to put up with it anymore. Did you know left and right is a very deep occult term itself? Left and right, the horn god is the right hand, and the goddess is the left hand. Did you know that? So when we do this whole left-right didn't exist until 100 years ago when the robber barons paid the university endowments to start this false political science of left-right. Before that, it didn't exist in politics. Before that, it was in magic. That's why Anton LaVey and Colonel Aquino at the Church of Set or the Temple of Set said, we are the left-hand path. And then over time, it got associated with masculine or the male, patriarchal being the right, and female being the left-hand path of the goddess. So again, when you even engage in left-right politics, I want Christians to know this, that is literally a magicka system. And for those that don't understand that, I'm sorry, you can ask Tex Mars, you can ask anybody who spent decades studying this, that's exactly what's going on, and I'm not going to be part of it anymore. My paradigm is not their paradigm. I am outside this paradigm. And when we start thinking that way, it'll all make sense, and it won't be confusing anymore. All right, we'll go ahead and take some calls, and then I want to get into the earthquake. I want to get into more on Bush and torture. Look at this headline. Prison guards enjoyed torture. Here's another one. Victim of police beating says he was sober. I want to talk about that some more. Very important article. Finally, it's gotten so bad. This is out of the Associated Press. There's also one here out of the News of Australia. You won't get this here in the U.S. Border agents in armored cars after surge of violence and massive machine gun attacks. Oh, yeah. So, finally, they've delivered APCs to the Border Patrol because the rocket attacks and the machine gun attacks and the burning and the running, gun battles and the deaths are mounting. I quit counting in the first 8 months of this year. I quit counting a month and a half ago. And it was 627 deaths just in the Texas side of the border and the Mexico-Texas side. Just absolute total bedlam. Here's another one, Harvest of Death on the Eastern Shore. This is out of the Virginia Post by Bill Burke. And 25% of all fatalities since 2002 have been illegal aliens, though illegal aliens in Virginia only are 6% of the population. But they, for 25. Well, exactly. You know what happens when an illegal alien gets pulled over, totally drunk? I mean, all the time, folks, I see people swerving all over the roads. They got Mexican plates. You pull up beside them, and it's an illegal alien, man, drunker than a skunk. And then the cops pull them over. They don't even have IDs. They get out in a couple days, skip bail, get some more fake documents. Everybody knows this. It's like that railway killer. How many, I know it was over 10 people he killed. They'd release him each time. He was out, just doing whatever he wanted. The point is they're first-class citizens. In fact, they're even above cops. Illegal aliens have more rights than anybody in this society. They're like a special. I mean, even Jeb Bush's son, leans back when the cops grab him for drinking in a bar. Ooh, think of the horror of it. And, he gets beat up for it and charged with a bunch of stuff. But not the godlike illegal aliens. I mean, it's just they're better. If a cop's out drunk, then, he'll get in trouble. But nope, not the illegal aliens. They're just above everybody. In fact, I kept saying they were above us, but below the politicians. That's not true. They actually are a whole new group. They're just absolute kings. McCain is chiding Schwarzenegger over staged rallies. This is out of Reuters. Yeah, Schwarzenegger, this was in the San Francisco Chronicle a few months ago, he wanted to show how bad the roads were, so he had a crew come out with jackhammers and tear up an entire a pedestrian area and a two-lane road to neighborhood. Took him 2 days with jackhammers, and then he showed up and showed them fixing it and put the asphalt over it because they couldn't find a really bad road. So he, you know, problem, reaction, solution, tore it up. But no one is allowed in that criticizes Schwarzenegger. There are huge steroided thugs, and I've seen it on TV, standing all around. They might let 50 people into a, quote, town hall meeting. They'll have 50 security people dressed plain clothes clapping, literally one for one in many cases. This has been in the news, standing by each person just ready to grab you. Old woman, they'll grab you around the throat, drag you out. Just waiting. I mean, just literally, this is our free country. Just ready. And that little pencil neck roid head stumbling around, you know, with all his, after he has a 3-hour hairdo done each time he appears, you know, stumbling around, just absolutely dumber than dirt, stumbling around with all his bodyguards. And I'm sick of it. And so McCain, who's pretty bad himself, though, was getting some political points on Schwartz's back, because he went to it and he said, well, this isn't a town hall meeting. I've been to these public things and they're totally staged, Arnold Schwarzenegger. You shouldn't do that. And it's really hurt him. I mean, literally, people buy tickets and go to movies that they don't know Arnold's about to show up to, and all of a sudden he swaggers in, and oh, that woman's wearing a nursing uniform. She just got off work and came here. Get her. And just goons, literal goons, private security forces paid for by the government, the state of California, just drag out old women. I mean, it's just, we don't like the way she looks. Seize her! And then he gets up at the Republican National Convention. I remember being afraid they would take us out of our car, the Soviets, on the Soviet zone of Austria. So, which, by the way, by the time he was one, there wasn't even a Soviet zone, so that's another lie. But, you know, this is the point, is that it's staged. I mean, literally, Bush, you know, has Made in America spray painted on boxes and nothing's made in America. That's a felony each time you do that in a warehouse, by the way, falsely putting a sign or spray paint of where something's from. So it doesn't matter. You're not going to get in trouble for it. You know, they told everybody, there's a bunch of examples, but an old one from like 3 years ago is they told everybody in Indianapolis, thousands in this big auditorium, they said, everyone take your ties off. And a few people refused, and the Secret Service said, look, you're going to be thrown out. They said, why? Well, and it came out, the president's people said it would look more mainstream if no one was wearing a tie. I mean, we'll kick you out or arrest you if you don't take your... It's the fakeness of... And, of course, the Democrats do this, too. And I know most of you know that, but, I mean, just Bush is as fake as a $3 bill. All right, let's take some calls. Let's go ahead... And go to Keith in Ohio. Keith, go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Hi.
Just the first thing, you know, it's so important to be built up with the Word of God. And there's a good program through the Bible with Dr. McGee on the Internet, you know, because we got to build ourselves up in the Word of God.
But did Dr. McGee tell us to love George Bush is Christian?
No, he quoted the scripture which says, Jesus said, every liar is going to have their part in a lake of fire. So if that's your habit of lifestyle, if that's what you are, according to God's judgment, but it's been.
I'm familiar, I think, with Dr. Yeah. McGee. I've heard some of. I know I've heard quite a few of his sermons on the radio.
He's got the best Bible teaching I know of, and it's so important.
Does he tell us George Bush is good though?
No.
Does he specifically call Bush out or?
No, he's
that's kind of the test right there.
He's now with the Lord, of course, for quite a number of years. He's
oh, that's right, yeah.
But anyway, he holds to the King James, which is not a translation that's not been perverted. But if I might. Preach just a little bit here to those that are doing evil. You know, the Word of God teaches that every thought that we think and every word that we say and every deed that we do, we're going to give account to the true God. And we ought to learn a few things from the demons. In the book of James, it says that the demons believe. They believe there is a God. They know who He is, and they tremble. Even in the time of the Lord Jesus, they begged the Lord Jesus when they came upon Him to have to not torment them before their time. And the Word of God teaches many scriptures here that Luke 12, that we don't, we need not fear him who can kill the body, but him who, after he's killed the body, has the power to cast into hell. The people need evidence outside the Bible. There's a book called To Hell and Back by Rawlings. It's very good and solid. And also the Word of God teaches that, Mark 9, it teaches of those that end up in hell where their worm dies not and the fire is not quenched. Now these people, like, whether you're at the low level or at the high level, you're doing evil and you die in your sins. What would Hitler or Lenin or Stalin be saying right now? If you go right to Luke 16, it gives an account of a man that went to hell. He was in the torments of flames, and he begged that his brothers be told not to come to this place. And especially those that do evil against the innocent and the weak.
Matthew, yeah, I think in that passage, couldn't he see him up there? And he was saying, tell him, warn him.
Yep, Luke 16, yep, and it's not a parable. If I could hold over, Alex, I got to
move on. We got to get to the other callers. I appreciate the sermon. That was interesting. We're going to come back and take some more calls. But you're welcome to call in a week or so. We'll be right back, folks. Got a ton of your calls, a ton of news. Stay with us. We'll be right back. And don't forget the websites, Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. Be sure and check them out.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that has sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
One big problem is people in the world, young people and others, see how phony the Christian church is, how evil it is. Or they go to churches, young people, and see how corrupt it is from the inside. But they really shouldn't, you know, judge God and judge the church by that. And Yeah, no, I've seen the fruits of all this occult stuff. It's very, very destructive. But I'm not going to sit up here. I'm not a preacher. It's not my job. And this is a news program. But people are welcome to have, you know, their comments about it. But I'm not going to throw stones or tell people, you know, what's in their eye. I've got plenty of problems myself. So many people that, quote, think they're Christian are like, yeah, we need to torture people in Iraq. Yeah, the war. I love war. I love George Bush. And their brains, their souls are in the wrong place. I mean, if you can't see that George Bush is evil, that he's a grasping little puppet, then, I mean, how could you be in the right place spiritually? But it's just not the case. I mean, in fact, it's Christians who are the biggest group, real Christians, that are fighting the New World Order and fighting Bush. And you've got that mass of people that think they're Christians who are totally delusional. All right, I want to go to your calls so everybody gets a chance to get involved on air here. Let's go ahead and talk to Gavin. Gavin in Texas. Go ahead, Gavin.
Yes, I was about 45 miles north of Jasper when it got tore up during Rita. And right after the hurricane, which nowadays, I lived out here growing up, and it never looked like it does now. Chemtrails galore. Driving home the other day, late in the afternoon, hadn't seen planes all day long, but there had been some over, I don't know, if the night before, when they're doing them, but there's lots of chemtrails out here. It's a constant haze. I can see all the way across the lake, a 3 miles long open view, and it's just hazy all the time. Anyway,
By the way, NASA admits the Earth is 20% darker now on average.
Mm-hmm. Well, I certainly believe it because it's an apparent issue.
Well, I mean, 7 years ago, trails disappeared in seconds or minutes. Now they stay there for 5 hours. I was watching trails. I went and swam some laps of the day for about an hour. And I was watching jets fly over and leave trails at about 3,000 feet coming into the airport. So they were descending or ascending. And, I mean, an hour later, there were trails there. I mean, they just don't go away.
Yeah.
Well, what is that?
It seems to me, I think they're able to control the weather patterns with it, with all the heavy metals and everything. I've listened to you a long time, 5 years
now. Yeah, that's what meteorologists, people we've had on, say, yeah.
Well, then that's probably where I heard that. But it makes good sense. We've never had 100-mile-an-hour winds way up here in the Pawnee Woods of East Texas until this latest catastrophe of Rita. But anyway, thank you.
Thank you for the call. Appreciate the fine points, Gavin. Linda in Tejas. Linda, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Last week you were accusing your audience of not supporting some of these changes that we want. And every 20 minutes you were posting a little infomercial on going to the toll party, Texas toll party meeting on Saturday, so I went.
No, I don't do that. That's local radio stations.
Oh.
See, the network isn't the radio, and there are multiple networks on local stations.
Okay, well,
I mean, I'm on stations at night, and Rush Limbaugh's on during the day, and people call in going, your buddy Rush Limbaugh said this. Mm. You know, it's separate.
But
in fact, there's a lot of people who pose like they're affiliated with me on another network locally and then try to get support that's meant for us. So, no, ma'am, I was not doing that.
You do oppose the toll roads in Texas.
Of course I do. Yes, I do. But I was just letting you know that you were saying I was challenging you every 20 minutes, and I wasn't. Tell you what, stay there, Linda. You went to the toll meeting. I want to hear about it. This is important for everybody nationwide. Tell me about it when we start the next hour. All right, we'll be right back. And we'll start the second hour, PrisonPlanet.tv and InfoWars.com on the websites.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.